Hi,
I'm so
everybody.
glad. I'm so glad artificial intelligence is here. At least there's some intelligence in the room.
It's about to start. Right.
That was good.
You may begin anytime. Who's beginning?
Actually, we did say it was the beginning, so we'll just go with the flow as we do so well. You know, artificial intelligence, AI, is here, and it's here to stay, and it's affecting the Cushing world. And so I think, Jerry, you know, tee up a little bit about yourself and the concept of AI as a threat, and then I'll talk about AI as a tool, and then Alfonso will talk about AI as a toy, and then we'll go into breakout rooms for about 20 minutes and talk about that. You can choose which one you want to join. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but it's pretty easy. And we can also extend the breakout rooms if you want to just message, you know, one of us, and we can extend it if needed. And then we'll go back and smash our collective learning together. And that's the plan. Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Jerry?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everyone, for being here and explore together with us this topic, which, as Michael just said, is going to impact our activity as well, our profession, and it already started. There are already some companies offering tests of coaching with AI. So what we're gonna do today is to explore it from three different perspectives, and maybe the sum of them, you can get more perspectives. It makes another one. And so we're going just to share this, our different points of view. So I am fascinating to explore together with somebody of you the fact that AI might be a threat for our profession. So as any coin, there are at least two faces. So we are going to explore what could be the risk for the coaches, for the clients, for the professions, about the fact that AI might be involved in coaching. And when I say coaching, involved in coaching, it might be an AI coach or an AI supporting a coach while coaching somebody. So this is the way we are going to explore this topic, looking at it as a tree. Maybe Alfonso or Michael. Michael, you want to keep going?
Yeah, the popular take on AI as it affects coaching is, oh, it's just a great tool to enhance coaching. Your client could, you know, use the AI chat to think about the agenda, the agreement that they want to talk about in advance. The client could, you know, get reminders about their action plans and goal setting. The client could, you know, use, or the coach could use the AI to come up with exercises and, you know, things to do after. So what are the different tools? We'll discuss this in the breakout rooms and how they can be used positively. And in the end, we'll see if we agree that it's a threat, a tool, a toy, or all three. Mm-hmm. Alfonso?
You got my last words. My proposal is to talk about this threatening useful tool for playing with, or to play with. What is intelligence? This is the first question. And when you look at the dictionary, they tell you things about, if you allow me to share for our movement, Jerry?
Coming up.
Say it again.
Can I share just a slide?
I think you should be allowed already.
It says it's not available.
I gave it to you twice. What else do I do? Any?
Try again, Alfonso. Should go.
Oh.
Terry, I can share.
So when I look at the dictionary, what is intelligence? They talk about capacity for abstraction, logic, understanding, self-awareness, learning, emotional knowledge, reasoning, planning, many things. And I wonder whether a machine nowadays could do all these things, because the question is not whether it is able to make abstractions or logic or any of the individual ones, although some of them are really still a challenge for an artificial intelligence machine. But most of them, they could do. The thing is, when we go to the question of making decisions, and to make decisions, which is what humans do all the time, and what a minimum level AI machine should do, we need something more. Precisely all of the things that when I was talking to ChatGPT, told me she or he or it didn't have. Motivation, emotional states, moods, beliefs about themselves, etc. So it is obvious that it could be a good tool. It is obvious that we could feel that it's a threat for us or for any other profession. But most of all, today, I like to take AI as a toy. Something which we can use as a great tool to feel fun and to enjoy. So what I'm proposing is just having a group look for AI as a toy.
Okay. Are there any questions about our procedure here? In just a moment, we're going to open the breakout rooms, and then you will get to select which one you go into. Alfonso and Jerry, you need to do the same thing, is select the room you enter. So it's at the moment set for 18 minutes plus a 2 minute, reminder period at the end, so 20, and then we'll come back and see what our collective wisdom has gathered. Mm. Okay. All right. Is it working?
Yes.
Okay.
We choose, Michael, where we want to go.
Yes, you choose which one you want to go to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you choose?
Yeah, and then
go to the little thing that says breakout rooms down on the bottom of the screen, and then you can choose.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything that says ah.
There it is.
Got it. Got it. Oh, I'll just close my eyes and choose all rooms. It says.
There.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And then you have to, when it says join my tool.
Hello.
Which one did I pick?
So,
okay.
Who wants to start?
Michael.
There's all group here.
Oh,
which if I may, I will start with a disclaimer.
Okay.
I do believe that AI is a threat, a big threat, and
okay.
That potentially replace a coach.
There was the room for the tool or the threat?
I understand. That's why I'm with that.
I wasn't sure.
So I believe that, but. Meantime, or as that's a for sure an uncertain vision of the future, I would love to explore how can we better use AI as a tool. But I wanted to start with that disclaimer because I think it's a matter of time and the more we learn to use AI as a tool, or perhaps shape that threat into the future.
Excellent. And yeah. Javier, right?
Yes.
The pronunciation, I'm so glad you said it that way, because in my 6 months of research, I've been approaching my research with the same emotion, threat. And I'm thinking, okay, before I become nervous and close my brain with limbic lock, It's here, so what are we going to do? What is it, and why is it becoming popular? So I've also looked at all of these possibilities as, you know, what is the long-term effect, not only on me as a coach, but on the coaching industry? So very similar ideas there. Thank you. Okay, so I want to, like, go back to some of the usages, just put some ideas on the table and then hear from you other ideas. So for example, someone doesn't have a coach and they go to an AI-based platform and says, I need to find a coach. And so the chat bot asks, what are you looking for? What are you feeling? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And then we'll recommend three coaches. Mm-hmm. This is, for example, the process that BetterUp will use. So it's helping you align, then you can read the bios of the three coaches and choose your coach. It's one thing that it's being used for currently. The cost, by the way, of a BetterUp coach, according to my research, is between $70 and $90 per session with the live coach. So I wanted to put costs back on the table. So other things that you can do is, I don't know if I need a coach. Maybe I could problem solve this by myself. And you could go to one of the numerous life coaching apps. Remember that in 2023, the very popular thing is to use your phone, and chatbots, AI-based coaching is very, very easy to use by your phone. So let's also think generationally about the interface with AI. Another thing that's excellent for is, you know, from the client side, I'm still from that perspective here. I have connected with my coaching a monitoring service where I put in my goals, my feelings about the coaching session, whatever, and it helps me, you know, with accountability and in a very, you know, Michael appropriate ways says, hey, Michael, how are you doing with your goal to, you know, lose weight or increase exercise? Or, you know, did you ride your bicycle today? And takes away that type of accountability, you know, from the coach per se, and also from the client finding a human who would do that for them. So just three more things from the coach's perspective. A lot of us don't like billing and scheduling and, you know, this accountability stuff. And we could use a platform to do all of that kind of stuff for us. Isn't that a nice tool? Another thing that we could do with the AI based is to keep the clients informed. I personally would never do this during the coaching session, but it would be possible to go into the chat bot and say, you know, what is the best practice for this situation? What is a case study? What are some news on this? And I could also do this offline after the session. If you're like me, sometimes I like to, you know, search through the internet to find an article to send to a client because, well, I haven't heard from that client in 2 or 3 months and I want to see how they're doing. So I find an article and say, hey, I found this article on the internet and thought you'd like it. It reminds the client that, you know, we still have coaching and I'm still available for them. And the chatbot could probably help me do that much more efficiently than the way I've done it in the past. And then lastly, you could talk about the ethics of this, take a transcript from your coaching session and put it into the chatbot and have it evaluate your coaching for strengths and weaknesses.
Javier?
Let's rock and roll. Javier, you're up.
Now, just to fuel the discussion, and I would like to invite you all to play a little bit, I mean, real time with AI, because I think we believe that there's a stage in which it can act as an admin efficiency-oriented tool, and of course, that's a given. That for sure, AI can be a tool for that. But moving ahead, and may I share my screen for a little bit?
Let me see if I can make that happen. I've never tried
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, I can.
Okay,
look, this is what I just wrote. Can you be my coach?
Yeah, I saw that.
And this is the information, the response. But then, how can I discover my life purpose? And this is what the chatbot is suggesting to me. So the question here is whether that answer would suffice for a potential client. And in that case, how can we, I would say in another way, where in that process can we add value as humans and somehow synergize with the power of AI to have a more powerful, inspiring outcome for the client.
Wow.
I don't have no answer, but I think what that's
okay.
Exploring that.
I'm already thinking I need to extend the time on this breakout room. Enrique.
Yeah, we said that could be a tool, also it could be a threat, but also could be an advantage because I already know some some companies that they offer coaching sessions starting with AI, and after a period, if you want to go deeper, then you have a human coach there, which is another way of seeing, because they are spreading the coaching profession all over the world. I mean, in the whole world. In fact, I know one company from Australia, I think it's called Food for Prince or something like that. And they have a AI-based coaching approach. And after, you can be one of those human coaches. So So as a tool, it could be a great tool for investigation, or when we do coaching, I think there is, for the moment, I'm not seeing the energy of the conversation from AI dialogues. So while we have coaching sessions, the energy is present. And many other things probably are present beyond the language and the dialogue through language.
Yeah, and you can't smell AI either, you know? Mm-hmm. Rumina.
It's really interesting. I'm fascinated about this because I am in the middle of all these threads, tool, and a toy, because I use it for a while. And I was listening to other conversation about AI. And for me, I see the opportunity. I use it for research, for translations, for mostly for research and translation, let's say. And just yesterday, there was a good article published by an Italian coach who was writing about his experience with chat GPT. By the way, in Italy, it's been shut down, so we cannot use it because it's not the government, and because they weren't complying with the privacy. So until this will be clarified, it's been shut down. So I was using something else. I was trying to use the free tools. But anyway, this article was interesting because it really tried a real session as a client. I'm sorry, I cannot forward to you. I can forward, but the website is not working today. So maybe later will be restored. And the chat actually answered, I don't want to say as a coach, but well enough. And it was answering and learning from the mistake it was doing. I don't know how to call it. It was doing or he was doing. But at the end, I can say, in my personal opinion, for example, I don't like to go to the bank if there's not someone there. So because I want someone that is a human being in the bank. Imagine talking about something that is really personal. But I have some age and discount. Because the new generations, they're used to the native digitals. So for them, it's going to be different. But coming back to the article, he said that we have to consider also two things that AI doesn't have, which is it will never have probably, which is imperfection and vulnerability. And I love this because we don't have to be perfect, and AI try to be perfect. So for me, this was what I wanted to share.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Terry asked the question, did you say Bible? I thought, oh yes, let's turn the AI on. So I have closed captions going on the bottom. And at the end, you can save the transcript, and everything that has been spoken here can be captured.
Okay.
AA style, Terry Bell.
Okay.
You have the microphone.
Thank you. Well, I just happened to put on my email return address, imperfection is beautiful. I just happened to put that yesterday because that's a Japanese word and a phrase. Can't speak it in Japanese, but that's very interesting. I'm going to talk about two things quickly. One is called Bug in the Ear, which in 1970 was a project in the education department of the federal government in the United States. And 1970s, actually 75, I think it was. And I knew the person who was involved with it. And they had an experiment in two different states where they gave the teacher something in their ear. I don't know what the technology name was. And they were on video. And there was someone in another room watching, and if the teacher asked a question that wasn't the right question, the bug in the ear, the person in the other room, would speak to the teacher and say, why don't you ask this question? So that's very close to AI, isn't it? But it's two humans doing it. The second thing is, I have three things. One, can a computer have fun? That's, when I looked at Alfonso's slide, that question is buzzing in me. Not to be answered now, but can a computer not speak it, but experience it? I don't know. I want to speak about coach training. That wasn't mentioned as a topic, but I'm very much into that.
Joanne.
I just wanted to say I'm at the beginning of my AI journey. So in other words, I don't have a clue. But I've been listening, and I'm just wondering where do we start with this journey? I've heard of ChatGPT, but are there other places that we should look specifically for coaching to check that piece out so that I can decide if I should be afraid or embrace it?
I've written down 12 different sources, Joanne. Chatbot Vicky, ChatGPI, CoachNet, Flexify, Coach Vidi, V-I-D-I, Coach Evoch, Rocket.com, Torch, MentorBot, Happify, the list goes on. One more thing, because we're actually approaching the 20-minute mark here, but one of the things I thought, oh, this is interesting. I have a mentor coaching client who for going on three, almost 4 years, has been trying to get his PCC, and he keeps really coming up with bad recordings where at least, you know, what I feel are not PCC submittable recordings is what I meant to say. So I thought, you know, if you put his transcripts into a chatbot, he could save the whole frustration of having Michael say, you know, hey, I think that's questionable. And he could just keep on going until a coach assessment chatbot said, yeah, I think you might have a PCC level recording. And then he could submit it to me. And then he could submit it to ICF or whoever who wants, you know. So we could talk about a, or he could experiment. You know, he could coach the robot and see how the robot responds, and then say, okay, let's try this again, and then ask a different coaching question to get a different result from the robot, and just, you know, keep experimenting with questions.
That's good.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And so would something like Ray Notes, where people put their transcript, or, you know, get transcribed and then can listen themselves and self-criticize, if you will, be thought of as AI?
No. Because Reynolds is simply transcribing the words in English or Spanish, as far as I know. And then a human coach goes in and makes comments or suggestions and marks them as per the ICF competencies. So, but that would be interesting is what if Ray Notes hired the services of a robot to do your evaluation for you? Ooh. I'll have to ask them that. I happen to know the founder of Ray Notes. How are we doing?
Yeah, I guess in that sense, sorry, just to build on that, I'm going back to the thread, but it's closer to replace a trainer, an evaluator.
Yeah.
That's very close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Are we ready to return to the big room?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we...
I think we should leave the breakout room. There is...
Oh, I have to leave it?
Bye.
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong? It's all the same people.
No, you did it right. We all came back, but it's the same. It's just the tool group that's back here.
Ah.
Yeah.
So now we'll see.
I was thinking about while we are between us. I was thinking about energy and empathy.
I have an idea also.
Go ahead. No, I was just there.
I was thinking, what about coaching without words?
Yeah, I had to do that in the retreat when I was in a group and I didn't understand. So I paid attention to the gestures and the tone of voice and things like that. And
or even without
better
content. Or even without content.
Yeah.
As we did in Israel many years ago.
Yeah.
We were coaching with no idea of the content of the matter of the client. So
AI can't do that yet.
We did, I mean.
Yet. Yeah.
And it was funny.
Everybody will be back in 30 seconds.
Okay.
By the way.
Well, you would think robots can be programmed by humans to do everything a human can do. You would think that that's the possibility.
You're reading my mind.
Who's mine? Your mind, Romina?
Because I saw these Japanese robots. I was shocked how they are, you know. But I think it will be like, maybe I will be dead. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Welcome to those who weren't with us before.
Yes.
I feel welcome. The link was not working for some reason. I had to go back and log in.
Okay, that can happen. And some of you had to be assigned by me to a group you didn't get to choose. But, you know, we go with the flow. And speaking of going with the flow, let's call this part of the, in the South, it's called a free-for-all, which stands for free for all. Mm-hmm. And you might know that that's actually an expression for a barroom fight, but that's not what I meant. Comments. Jerry Alfonso, do you have an opening comment?
They're not here. Oh.
Alfonso is.
Oh, yes, they are. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would prefer that the people in the room would share their comments and their maybe new ideas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure Stacy will do it better than I can do. And faster.
I'm happy to add, but Anna, don't let me monopolize. I want your thoughts as well. It was great conversation around AI as toy. I certainly loved the idea of the playfulness of the AI will be something that humans contribute, that it's not something the AI does. And so it's an interesting part where the AI can bring a lot to it. For me, that is something where I saw a really interesting possibility around AI as a kind of a supplement to your own creativity, taking what you give it and being able to take it different places that you may not have, although that wasn't the sole focus. And it was interesting to see when you approach it that way, as human as the originator, because of the playfulness, the diminishment of threat as a result. But that's just what I took away from it. Anna and Julia, please jump in.
Well, I feel more calm now about AI. That's because I was asking Alfonso about the threats to and what we can hear, listen and to and read now about AI. And Alfonso was telling that, okay, the machine can integrate a lot of knowledge, yes, but don't have awareness. So how can a machine being.
Yeah.
Okay, it's what I have. And when we are playing with a toy, we are the owner of what we put in the toy, so we are always the owners, even in AI. Well, let's see. It's another idea.
Jerry, then Javier.
Thank you. Has anyone ever heard a computer laugh for a reason that the human being laughs at? Because I asked in the other group, can computer have fun? Can AI have fun? Can AI have fun? It can create fun. That would make us
Jerry,
feel like
you do computer. That on some of the science fiction shows.
There are two questions there, Terry. One is if they can have fun. If you ask ChatGPT, it would say, I have no emotions,
yeah.
I have no feelings, and so on. So,
not yet.
At least it is recognizing that they cannot have fun. A different thing is that they can create fun. Because this is the same sense we were discussing when using a toy. It's mm-hmm. you who puts all the fun
right.
and the enjoyment and the playfulness and so on. So even me, there are some jokes that nobody laughs and I laugh because I create the fun. So this is important that we keep it in mind every time we interact with the machine.
Bien?
Hearing my main takeaway of the conversation, we can tell, I don't know yet, if AI will replace a coach. But what is for certain now is that a coach using AI will replace a coach who is not using it. So this is something that with all the uncertainty and all the emotion generating momentum that it has, we better embrace it. Because just being in the way, ahead of the way, we can somehow use these tools to better combine the abilities of a machine and of a human.
Okay. Raphael, and you'll notice people are using on the bottom the raise hand functions. You can find that under reactions. There's a bar usually across the bottom that says raise hand. Makes it easier to find who's up next, Raphael, and then Enrique. Okay.
I have little to add after Javier spoke. I guess I was watching about 2 weeks ago on GPS for Itzakari on CNN. They brought this guy who's in charge of AI here in the States. Pretty much that's all he does, and it's what we do not know. That's the scary part. It's not going to be confined to coaching, and they have certain parameters on how they let the program limit itself on what it's supposed to do. But technically, this algorithm, whatever you call it, is meant to win. And we do not know what this may do. We do not know how far it will go. So that makes it a little bit scary. But Javier's words rang inside me as so logical. In this brave new world, we'll see how that goes for us.
Enrique.
Well, I just want to bring some hope because we are saying that as Javier said and also Rafael that probably a coach with GPT is more skillful than without GPT. But fortunately for us, or at least that's my opinion, we are from Sun, which is coaching with the spirit, which for me is much beyond any linguistic model or any AI intelligence, because it's related through something more essential. And everyone has an idea of what it is. So in my experience, if I get that level of connection, I ask better questions than anything, even if I don't know why I'm asking that question. So for me, still, we have some hope being connected with the spirit. That's my idea.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Sharon.
I was in the group talking about threat with Jerry, and it was very interesting. Confidentiality was a big one, and Jerry said they've outlawed it in Italy, the chat GPT thing, because the data, it collects all this data on, and they don't know what it's going to do with that data. Okay, who is going to use that data for whatever purposes. So, but I was musing and wondering, I had that same thought about we coach from this deeper level of spirit. Jerry said that it has been shown that the coaching companies using the AI, that it can coach at an ACC level. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I thought, well, coaching is, if you're using it for behavioral change or, at a mundane kind of a level, maybe that would be sufficient for a lot of people's issues that they want to have a coach for. But when you get to this deeper level of spirit, of presence that we work at, so, and I wasn't looking at it so much from, is it a threat to our profession? Is like, is it a threat, period, to people? And I'm thinking, what could it do, for example, the Sun Life Purpose session, which is very algorithm driven. It's very much a process and questions that are pretty clear. So probably could. But what it'd be interesting to test. But then we talked about, if you go and test that with ChatGPT or any of these AI programs, guess what? You just taught it how to do that. So that's now in its repertoire. And again, back to